Here in Mission Control, we're looking now looking towards an alternate mission, swinging around the moon and using the lunar module power systems because of the situation that has developed here this evening. We now show a velocity of 3,210 feet per second. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
And we have a procedure for getting power from the LEM. We'd like you to copy down.
Okay.
Stand by, Jack.
That sounds like good news.
Okay, Jack, about how long is it?
It's not a very long procedure, Fred. We figure we've got about 15 minutes worth of power left in the command module, so we want you to start getting over in the LEM and getting some power on that. And you ready to copy your procedure?
Okay.
Okay, in the
okay.
CSM.
Stand by.
This is Apollo Control at 57 hours, 46 minutes ground elapsed time. The black team of flight controllers is now on station in Mission Control Center looking at possible alternate missions as we have an apparent serious oxygen leak in the cryogenic oxygen in the service module. And now in the process of powering down the command module, less than 15 minutes remaining of technical power to the CSM. The command module surge tank has been charged with oxygen for entry.
Okay.
This scheme of going across to the lunar module, still connected with the open tunnel, the lunar module would serve as a sort of lifeboat for the crew of Apollo 13. Sometime later in the mission, it is expected that they would return to the free return trajectory, which they left yesterday in the mid-course correction burn number 2. At the Paracynthian near the moon, they would use the descent propulsion system of the lunar module for trans-Earth injection burn at about 79 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time. This would produce a day early entry at about 142 hours. That is a day earlier than a nominal free return entry. We're continuing to monitor the situation and still live on air ground.